Well, while we've focused on the two major parties tonight, what do independents make of the coalition's budget? Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie has described this year's budget as a cash splash, and she's raised concern about how the country can afford it. I spoke to her a short time ago.
It does bother me, and I think it still bothers a lot of other people there, that there seems to be no stopping the nation's credit card on how far and how much we can spend on it.
So to be clear, you think they've overspent?
I am concerned about the money that's going out there. Look, I don't get access to Treasury like they do, that's for sure. I don't have the experts that they do. I'm not sure whether I would have held back just slightly on a few things, that, you know, but there's also things that they've done that they haven't done over the last 4 years that they could put money into too. So, you know, sort of catch up on that. Aged care is one of them, obviously. Mental health out there, that's another thing. You know, I would have liked to have seen them splash more cash out there in health generally.
Okay, so what would you have got rid of?
I would have liked to have seen them putting bigger taxes on the companies out there that have done quite well through the COVID, with or without the COVID. I think we should be taking more off them. There's no doubt. They don't want to touch that. They don't want to talk about that, which is unfortunate. And I'm worried about the money that they do send out there, because it's great to say we're spending billions of dollars here, but it's how they go about spending it. It always looks great. People going, wow, look at all those billions of dollars going here. This is great. But, you know, first of all, you need to make sure that money's not being watered. That's the first thing. You need to be, make sure it's being well targeted to where it needs to be spent, so we're actually getting results out of it that we need.
You mentioned aged care, and the aged care sector and the Royal Commission did want more funding indeed. They've spent nearly, the government this is, in the budget, nearly $18 billion over the forward estimates. Do you think we need perhaps a levy or some sort of permanent way of funding aged care to get to those high levels that have been requested?
I don't know how we fund it unless you're going to fund it yourself, and I guess that comes down to your superannuation. You've got to remember this stack now that's up there, these elderly people up there now, they didn't start their superannuation. That's if they started all to very late ages. Certainly by the time I was hitting the armed forces at 18, compulsory super was then putting in. I think we're catching up on that gap, so I'm wondering if in years to come, in the next 20 to 25 years, and we certainly reach that, whether it should actually, realistically, you should be able to back that off, because we should have super that can actually carry.
So you think more Australians who are ageing who have super should, that essentially should be means tested, they should be funding more of their own support?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, but I don't think at this point there's that many up there at that age, and certainly my age coming through, you know, those 50 or around 50-year-olds coming through where compulsory super was started when we were 18 or 19, should have a lot more funds in their bank. But right now we need to invest everything we can. We've seen the result of those Royal Commissions. We've seen the result certainly when ABC was following this through, watching that footage on Four Corners, and would have made anyone sick. This has been an issue for a very, very long time. I'm not quite sure where this, I had to laugh about the $10 a day, because I don't sort of get this whole $10 a day, because I'm thinking, well, I've seen some of these meals in some of these aged care places, and quite frankly, they'd be better off on defence ration packs than what they would be getting the stuff that they're getting fed in there.
And when you just, and there's no mechanism to ensure that that $10 fully follows.
No. When are you going to have the have spot checks where you say, hey, I'm coming next Wednesday and everything's all cleaned up and looks beaut? You should be able to just show up the door and say, I'm an inspector here, open the doors, I'm coming in. This spot checking is really, really important. That money needs to be better targeted. And how are you going to stop the provider from ripping that money from where it should be going and actually putting their charges up? And we're going to have that same thing in childcare as well. What regulations are you going to put on the childcare providers to make sure that they're not taking a big chunk of this as well? So these are things that need to be looked at. I think this is the substance. It's great to say, wow, that's so much money, but can we spend it wisely and will it go to where it needs to go?
Realistically, though, this budget is going to absolutely float through the Senate, isn't it? No one's going to oppose anything.
Oh, no, we're not going to oppose anything, absolutely not. So, look, I don't know what else to do. It's been a pretty tough year. We've been lucky, the most countries, let's be honest here. We've been extremely gifted or whatever the God, big divine up there has given us. We've been very, very lucky so far. You know, I would have liked to see a lot more into manufacturing. It seems to me if there's one thing that we have not bloody learnt through here, is that going through this COVID and this experience, is that we are not self-reliant enough. You know, I think it's great that they're looking at now making the Pfizer vaccines here and into the future, and that we can do that. But, you know, just stupid things, like just little things like pens, coffee mugs, you know. I've been trying to buy items so we can sell them on the, you know, for the Jackie Lambie Network. Here's a perfect example. Selling things there, making $5 or $6 on top just to make a bit of extra money because we don't take those big political donations. Everything I touch is China. I can't get anything unless it's got China written on it. Even a tea towel, the closest thing I can get an Australian made to sell is at 93% because a product that bleaches the cotton has to come from China. So that's telling me we're not self-sufficient. I'm really worried that we've been through this whole exercise and still we can't stand our own 2 feet. We've got to rely on everybody else for anything that we want in the future.
Finally, I've got to ask you before I let you go, and it seems trivial, perhaps, because it's a post-budget day, but what's happening to your cat?
Oh, my God. Well, obviously, the cat is ambushed at budget day.
The name of your cat?
His name is Onslow, and we got Onslow for Dad when the Northwest Coast, when it first went into quarantine last year. Mm. I went to the RSPCA, I grabbed him quickly because my dad back then, he's moved in with me since, but he was living in the caravan park, and everyone in the caravan park had their own cat except for Dad. So we went and brought this damn cat for Dad, and that kept Dad busy for the next 6 weeks while he was in lockdown.
And now the cat is?
Now the cat's gone missing. We've tried to keep it quiet, but like I said, my dad starting to fret over the last probably week or so because it's nearly been 3 weeks now and we've kept it out there and we've put some little messages out there. He's 1 year old, he's got a big red collar on him and he has this big bell on him. So if you see Onslow, for the sake of my dad.
I do hope you do find the cat.
Me too.
That's Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie.